I see some of my people over here. Children. I'm a school bus driver, by the way. I'm proud of it. I drove 143 children before I got here tonight. That's why I look like hell. But anyway, I'm proud and I love seeing you here. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm so happy your parents made the horrible mistake of letting you stay up late like that.
Thanks anyway. For driving his bus.
I didn't drive them, but I did drive children. It's a great job. You learn a lot. And it's my effort to fight the feeble. You have to fight the feeble when you're 65. So I wheeled a multi-ton vehicle through treacherous areas with half-asleep adults looking at the internet on their Teslas. In Dunwoody. And I'm like, really? Wake up. There's a, hey, I'm yellow and I'm big.
Dunwoody.
Anyway, thanks for being here. Back when this place opened, we drew 98 people down the street at the freight room. And it opened up and we were like, I didn't even know what singer-songwriter meant, but we asked Eddie if we could come, you know, and play. And I remember getting my hand slapped for not having enough original material. And I didn't understand that, but I really appreciate the massive amount of amazing work that has happened on this stage, folks. You can't imagine. It would blow your mind. I mean, the exact stage is just tons of the greatest writers you've ever imagined. And some became pop stars, but they're still out there and going. And I'm just happy to be back after how long? 1990-something. We have not been here in a long time. So. Thank you for coming out. We're kind of shocked. Thank you. Speaking of singer-songwriter, this is by a great singer-songwriter named Chris Rosser from Asheville, North Carolina. He's amazing. I heard this when we did the first Blue Ground record. And did my weird version of it, but